最近我们的海外留学生或者同胞是不是时常在国外被动参与乌克兰问题的讨论？气氛紧张，甚至有或明或暗的逼你表态站队。给所有的海外同胞两套太极画，附英文版本，转给你在国外的朋友。两招啊，免麻烦，让你安心学习工作。第一套话，严谨专业的，避而不谈。我看了网上很多说法，这个问题比我想象的复杂。我对他们的历史和政治没有研究过，在详细了解之前，我很难下判断。I read some news online.But the situation turned out to be more complicated than I thought. I'm not an expert on the history and politics in Eurasia, and it's hard for me to make any conclusion before some thorough research. 这招一般都能挡掉60%的话题，但是吧，总有红脖子，对吧？自认为掌握了正义的旗帜，站在了制高点，对你追问，对不对？一定会有。那你就上第二套话术，外交部花姐附体，配上自己真诚装逼。怎么说呢？啊，情况很复杂，但是我们应该努力通过谈判协商解决问题，因为纵观人类历史，制裁无法根本性的解决问题，大家协商谈判达到的和平才能持久。最后你一定要记住启动一下贤者模式，含泪来一句啊， May peace prevail。你看谁还好意思继续跟你杠，对不对？ The situation is too complicated, but I believe we should try to solve this problem through multilateral communications and negotiations. Because historically speaking, no sanctions ever have solved the problem once for all. On the contrary, solutions through communications bring long-lasting peace. May peace prevail.